in Bengal. The government had invited the doctors for a discussion earlier today, but they had rejected the invitation. That was earlier on because it had come from the health secretary, Narayan Swarup Nigam, whose resignation they've in fact been demanding. But today there's been this back and forth which has taken place. The government reaching out to the doctors saying, come, let's talk. But then the doctors saying that, look, there are certain conditions that need to be followed. And unless those conditions are followed, they will not talk. They want a certain number of doctors to be present. They want that entire meeting, hopefully with the Chief Minister, Mamata Banerjee, to be telecast. The state government replies in a press conference, let's be fair, we all want to sort out that situation. But the doctors insist that for now, their demands remain.
Protesting doctors versus Mamata government. Two invites for talks in 24 hours, but to no avail. The doctors have dug in their heels, responding to the chief secretary's invite just minutes before the designated time with four preconditions to any meeting. They want permission for a delegation of at least 30 representatives, live streaming of their meeting to ensure transparency, as well as the presence of Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee herself. The Mamata government responded promptly with an olive branch.
We are committed to providing safe and secure work environment.
Protesting doctors on Tuesday defy the top court's deadline to rejoin work, and Mamata government misses no opportunity to remind them of their duties. It's been over a month since junior doctors struck work. Their demands call for a systemic change so that they can work in a safe environment. But the Mamata government is unwilling to walk the talk. Do our doctors deserve this indifference? Saurabh Gupta, Bureau Report, NDTV.
We're joined by Dr. Akib Ashraf. He's a representative of the West Bengal Junior Doctors Front. We're also joined by Dr. Shreya Purkayat, who's also protesting. Priyanka Tibrewal of the BJP, Joyanta Ghoshal, the senior journalist, and Dr. Kakuli Ghosh Dostidar of the Trinamool Congress, we hope will join us very soon. Dr. Ashraf, let me come to you first. The West Bengal government had invited all of you for a discussion, but you've rejected that. One of the reasons is that it's come from the health secretary, Narayan Swarup Nigam. You've also got many other demands. But at this stage, do you not believe that you need to bend a little bit as well? Because at the end of the day, everybody wants you back at work.
Can you hear me?
Please go ahead.
Hello. First of all, we have been protesting for the last 33 days. And the response which came from Principal Secretary, it was yesterday. And we promptly replied that we have certain conditions for the meeting. See, we want a transparency in our meeting. That is why we have kept the condition and for open approach so that everyone can see it. And because it is not only the movement of doctors as well, it is movement of general mass as well. We have demanded justice. We have demanded the arrest of the culprits. We have demanded a list of five demands. So according to that, what we feel and what is the movement of the spirit of the movement, that we wanted to have a certain conditions in which meeting can be held. First and foremost, we wanted 30 representatives because all the medical colleges are protesting together. It is not a protest of a single doctor or an individual. Mm-hmm. Second, we wanted to conduct meeting in a live manner, in a live media presence. We wanted Honorable Chief Minister to be present in the meeting as well. So this is what we demanded, and it was a fair demand from our point of sight.
No, but Dr. Ashraf, let me ask you. The state government says come, but come with 12 to 15 doctors. Why are you not willing to do that? Because your primary demands are not about whether it's 30 doctors or 12 to 15. Your primary demands are so much more. You want certain officials to be removed, and ultimately you want better security. So as a starting point, is this not an area where you can be flexible as well? Okay, I've lost that line with him, but let me put that question across to Dr. Hello. Purkayat. Dr. Shreya Purkayat, go ahead. You believe that doctors need to bend a little bit. Ultimately, you have to protect your patients. That's why you're a doctor today. And of course, people have to protect you as well. But is there a little bit that you can bend in order to try and find a solution? Dr. Purkayat, can you hear me? Sorry, we've lost both those doctors over there. Jayanta Ghoshal, let me bring that to you. Both sides, Jayanta Dab, appear to be completely deadlocked at this stage. Do you see a way forward?
Actually, I think that after the Supreme Court direction, the respect to the judiciary, the junior doctors also should show. It is understandable that now, last 1 month, what we are the witness, it's a dangerous crime, rape and murder, and we want justice too. We all want justice. But you know, when CBI is investigating the issue, Supreme Court has taken the case Suomoto, and it is true that organic civic participation, the huge middle class support on this movement is there. And perhaps for the first time, I am also witness of this sort of mass mobilization. And there is a spontaneity. If I say that it is completely politically motivated, I should be wrong. But
hold that thought. Let me go back to Dr. Purkayat. Dr. Purkayat, is there any way to break the impasse? If they are saying come with 12 to 15 doctors, then why don't you do that? Dr. Purkayat, can I ask you to sit down for a minute, please? Because you're moving around, I can't ask you. Let me take that to Dr. Ashraf. Dr. Ashraf, go ahead.
Yeah. First of all, we sent an email which has four points for our prerequisite for the meeting. It could have been conveyed to us by an email. See, we wanted a live transmission in the meeting. We wanted it to happen live so that world could see. And also, we wanted it with an honorable chief minister, and the discussion should be around the five demands that we have put front since the beginning of our meeting. So this is what we prerequisite. And the number of individuals that could have been discussed in a better way, I don't know. We are not very rigid person. We want to get back to work, and we are willing to get back to work. We were working in a proper environment. Before 33 days, but then the rape and murder happened, which shook us to our core, and then we had to get back. We had to do the siege work and get on the streets. And it has been 33 days.
It's been a very long 33 days. Dr. Ashraf, hold on. I'll come back to you.
Yeah.
Dr. Kakoli Ghosh Dostidar, Lok Sabha MP of the Trinamool Congress, is also with us. Dr. Dostidar, is Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee willing to meet these protesting doctors?
She has actually sent out emails requesting them to come over twice over, yesterday and today. And she has actually listened to whatever their demands were, one by one, very patiently, through the media, through the other officers. And I should say that she has been patient for the last 33 days for them to relent to the request that come back to your work. Patients are waiting for you. And she was the first person, remember, after listening to the heinous crime, the demand to bring the perpetrator to the punishment of capital punishment. And she demanded that everybody who was involved in that be brought to books and brought forward.
But Dr. Dostidar, let's go beyond what has happened in the past. Let's deal with the present impasse. My question is this, and it's, I'm a bit unclear. Does Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee want to meet these protesting doctors in a face-to-face meeting very soon? Yes or no?
I'm not heard that I can answer you whether face-to-face she wants to meet, but her office, her system, first the health secretary and today the chief secretary.
No, but why not Mamata, Banerjee herself? Because that's the key demand.
Maybe she will be there. But first they will have to agree to come, and we are sympathizers. We also want justice. We are with them. They are like our children. They are young, emotional, hardworking, and they are also taking a lot of hardship for 33 days, sitting on the road.
No, but ma'am, they've made a lot of demands. One of them is that they want Mamata Banerjee to be there. The second demand is that they want this all televised. The third demand is they want 30 doctors there. Is this acceptable to you?
You see, that is justified as far as the number of doctors, because what they said is there are 26 medical colleges, different colleges have different problems. So it is prudent that one person from one college comes along. So that makes it like 26.
Okay, so you're acceptable. So you're saying 26 doctors instead of 30 doctors? All right.
That's what they demand.
Dr. Ashraf, that seems to be one small step forward. Is that not acceptable to you?
Definitely.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
It's acceptable. If we can decide on the small numbers, but the issue is it has to be televised, first point.
All right, but we made a small effort at a small breakthrough. Initially from 12 to 15, if the state government, and Dr. Dostidar is one of the senior most Trinamool leaders, is saying take it up to 26, that does make a little bit of sense. It's just four short of what you wanted. Dr. Dostidar, second point, are you okay about this being televised?
That is a call the government has to take, not for me to take. And it is, the letter was being sent by the chief secretary. So we will have to be, first there, let the communication start. There should be a communication channel.
But ma'am, that is where the communications will happen. They say it has to be televised in the name of transparency. How would you respond to that?
The mail that the chief secretary has written to them, it requires an answer. So they should also mail. And the number 26, why I said is, it was the junior doctor in a media interview just some time back said that there are 26 colleges. Let one person represent one college and let 26 of
okay.
us go.
That so is ma'am, that is one. That is an important step forward. Perhaps the state government can write an email to the students saying, look, let's keep it at 26. What about the resignation of the Kolkata Police Commissioner and the Health Secretary? Are you willing to do that?
I'm not the health minister. I'm not the chief minister. This is not a question that you ask.
No, I'm asking you as a prominent representative of the government, not the chief minister, but a very senior leader.
When the system is working very well, when the system has been handed over to CBI promptly by the honorable chief minister, because she said on the very first day that I will give them 7 days. After that, I have no objection if it goes to CBI. And now it is under CBI. Jurisdiction. It is for them to decide.
So, ma'am, so basically, in your opinion, I'm asking you, doctor.
The Supreme Court verdict. The Supreme Court directed them to come and join the work.
And that's a valid point. But, ma'am, just so that I.
Listen to the Supreme Court. Supreme Court direction is very important because it is now under the jurisdiction of Supreme Court. And CBI is looking after the case. So, we have to depend on what the Supreme Court and the CBI. Direct us. And we are following that. And about the 26, it is the demand of the junior doctors that each college must have one representative. So let them write that. Let them write it properly in an email and reply to the.
But ma'am, to my pointed question on whether the state government is willing to remove these officials, the police commissioner, along with the health secretary, no answers from you at the moment, right? I mean, I'm asking you.
No, I don't think so. It is a decision that we can take over a talk like this or a discussion like this. It is a very important decision which has to be taken by the government.
Okay.
It is not for me to decide.
Okay, let me now go across to Dr. Shreya Purkayat, the young doctor. Shreya, can you hear me? Okay.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, finally. The point that Dr. Kakuli Ghosh Dostidar makes, I think, is important, which is that, look, the Supreme Court has said that please go back to work. There is a process of justice It was denied possibly earlier on. It was botched up perhaps earlier on. There was a mess perhaps earlier on. Your security was not insured perhaps earlier on. But the court has said, please go back here, sorting it out. Your responsibility is to your patients. I'm sure you don't disagree. Therefore, now that that process is happening, why don't you go back? Dr. Purkayath.
Okay, so to serve the patients, we have to be able to save ourselves first. That is my first point. For that, safety and security is important. All of us should agree on that point. And for that, not only like CCTV cameras or guards over there, these are not the only important things. We have constantly tried to point out about a lot of things that you must have heard, like different lobbies and threat syndicates, which also point towards the unsafe environment that we face on a regular basis. So the threat is not only from outside, but also from inside. If you have looked into our five demands that we had initially placed, not only the first demand, but the all subsequent demands were also based on, around justice itself, because we know at this point that a lot of proof tampering has been done. Which has also been told in the Supreme Court itself.
And that's what the CBI is investigating.
Yes, that is true. But what is the state government doing for that?
Okay, whatever, so let me put that again to Dr. Kakuli Ghosh Dostidhar. Dr. Dostidhar, ma'am, right now, not just in the future, right now, what assurance can the state government give these doctors about their security? What have you done in hospitals right now?
See, the Honorable Chief Minister held a meeting. It was a very inclusive meeting with all stakeholders, including the senior officers of the government, of the hospitals, and of the police. And they said that every hospital is covered under CCTV coverage. And we sympathize with the doctors. We are really very sorry that this young girl, a doctor in the making, had to lose her life being killed so brutally. And we all condemned it. We want justice to be meted out. And within 24 hours, the Kolkata police arrested. The only arrest made so far in connection to that issue. The other arrest that has been made is by the ED. The principal has been arrested, or people are being called by the ED and the CBI. So the progress is being made to keep the demands of the junior doctors alive and to address those issues. We are with them. Being a doctor myself, I understand what they are going through. So we are definitely with them. We will definitely listen to them, but they have to listen to the cries of those ladies who have lost their children in the last few days. You can see the pictures. There have been, till yesterday, 26 recorded deaths in different hospitals because juniors could not attend. There are more than lakhs of patients waiting in the OPDs after their names have been entered for getting medicines, getting treatment.
Now, hold that thought. Priyanka, I'm coming to you in a moment, Priyanka Tebriwal, but because it's a medical point, I need to go back to Dr. Ashraf. This is a very clear statement from a Lok Sabha MP of the Trinamool Congress, not 23 as the Supreme Court had earlier stated, as had been stated to the Supreme Court. Now, Dr. Kakuli Ghosh Dostidhar says 26 patients have lost their lives because all of you continue to be on protest. Do you not believe that you need to go back to work to save lives?
First of all, we definitely believe that we need to go back to work. There are 7,500 residents in West Bengal and there are 93,000 practitioners in West Bengal. Kakuli ma'am, being herself a doctor, understands that residents are supposed to observe and to learn the complex procedures. The complex procedures are done by the seniors and the juniors learn it. So if the seniors are working continuously, then how is this happening? This raises a point because there are numerous openings, numerous positions in the hospital itself and the infrastructure that are vacant. The government has stopped hiring GDMOs. The government has stopped hiring proper RMO, which has been stopped. GDAs are on short. These all things have continuously been piled up, and this has resulted in this. 73,500 doctors are on cease work because they want justice. They are on the streets because they have been grieving in front of government because what the police role of the police that has happened in this case and what the role of Shastra Bhavan that has been taken in the place. They have, like, in 4 hours, they transferred Sandeep Ghosh back to Calcutta National Medical College. Yeah. This has been in front, and this has to be taken into account. Okay. That is why we are sitting in front of Shastra Bhavan right now and protesting. This accountability is of the state government, ma'am cannot back it out right now.
Priyanka, I'll come back to you. I'll come back to you, Dr. Kakuli Ghosh Dosti. That Priyanka Tibrawal, you've been waiting very patiently over here. You know, at this juncture, when it's a matter of security, when it's a matter of, of what the Supreme Court has said, can you look at this from a non-political standpoint to find what you believe is an immediate solution to this crisis? Not a Trinamool versus BJP issue, but, you know, lives are at stake. I think we all agree upon that. So what would some of those steps you believe as a responsible political leader? We've lost that line. We'll come back to her in a moment from now. But let me go across to Jayantada once again. Jayantada, at this stage, what are some practical steps that we can take to move forward?
Vishnu, what is my take? That I believe that you are also searching the solution. Because I think that eventually now there is a sign of hope. Because for the last 1 month, I have heard a lot of abusive languages also against Chief Minister. Now it is good that junior doctors are also ready to talk to Chief Minister. And, you know, Chief Minister's approach to the junior doctors also today, yesterday, you have to accept that fact. The government is also now bending. Now government is also softening the earlier hardline position. So now it is good that we don't want anarchy in Bengal. And the
I'm interrupting you for half a second because we've got the line back with Priyanka Tibrawal. Ma'am, I was looking for a non-political solution. Do you have any solutions to end this crisis? We all agree it's a crisis.
See, we all agree that the crisis should end, but before, I don't know how much time you'll
give. No, I'll give you as much time.
Everyone speaking.
I know. I've been very unfair to you. I admit it. Please go ahead.
So, I think when this entire discussion started, we are all looking at it that, you know, the doctors have to meet the government. Yes, definitely. It is a doctor's protest. They need to meet the government. But also, let me remind you that this entire movement is a movement of the civil society of West Bengal. And I think Ms. Dastadar sitting here would not agree less on this, as she being a doctor, I being an advocate, being a part of the civil society, we are all part of this movement. Now, what I will say is, coming to the demands of the doctors, nothing is unjust and nothing is political in this. Because when they said that 30 of them want to meet, there is certain logic behind that. They didn't want that few of the doctors should go, and then when whatever discussion goes inside, when they come out, that anybody should question few of them. You know, that they have discussed everything and on what basis the discussion went on. That is the reason that they have said that it should be telecasted and everybody should see it, if I am not wrong, and I think they will agree to this. Now, I will also like to state that the government on various occasions, we have seen that the CM does these kind of meetings, which are live and everybody can see. She does these meetings with her senior officials where problems of various districts are discussed. Then what is the problem if this is telecasted? Because this has now become not only the issue of Bengal, but of the entire nation, as people are having anguish and anger over this entire issue which has happened. Now, again, coming to the next point, see, the government has to instill this confidence back in the doctors. Like I heard the lady doctor speaking, where she said that we do not know whether the environment is safe for us or not. Now, it is only the government who can do this by instilling that confidence in them. And how? It is by the removal of the commissioner and the health secretary, so that the government promises them that, see, we have taken prompt action. And if not prompt, at least we have taken appropriate action, even if there's a passage of time. And we promise you that in future, prompt action will be taken. Now, these are simple demands of the doctors who are working there day and night to save lives. And lastly, what Ms. Dastidar said, that so many deaths are due to these doctors. No, I do not agree to this, because senior doctors day and night, they are working and taking care of the patients. And now whatever has happened, she cannot blame on this that the doctors are not attending, because senior doctors are attending even when the junior doctors are in protest.
All right. Kaukulidhi, I'm going to have to just wrap this up at the moment. We're going to come back to this later on. We've tried to give as many voices as you. Ma'am, Kaukulidhi, ma'am, please take 30 seconds, but please wrap it up after that. Yes.
No, actually, it's not right about what they're saying that the junior doctors, they do most of the work. Hourly maintenance of blood pressure. They are the primary caregivers. You know, requisition of blood. Who does? You do it. Starting channel and fluid in the emergency. Who does? You do it. The seniors come later on for the specialized part. I agree with this girl, this lady doctor completely when she's saying that they are apprehensive. They are slightly scared. So every security will be provided to you, Honorable Chief Minister has said. But you must respect Supreme Court verdict and be a caregiver. Come forward and do your work to save the lives of patients.
All right. Government let's leave it. Let's
remove the police commissioner and the health secretary. That will instill confidence in them. Remove the police commissioner and the health secretary. That will give them the confidence that they can go back to work.
We run the government.
That the government has taken some action. Yes, that the government.
All right, okay, both of you, let's just settle down now. We'll discuss this and the politics later on. Let's try and find solutions over here as well. And I think hopefully there is a path to that solution. 26 people can attend instead of 30. That's a small change. But the Trinamool has said that. Let's hope that's a step forward. People in Bengal need their health care, and doctors need their justice, and they need their security.